In Nigeria, some areas have been identified as hotspots where desertification is happening fast. They are Bauchi, Gombe, Borno, Yobe, Jigawa, Kano, Katsina, Sokoto, Zamfara, and Kebbi. They are called frontline states. Today on News Extra, Radio Now's Chika Agu examines the impact of desertification on farming in Nigeria.
Nigeria sits on a very fertile area in sub-Saharan Africa, covering about 37.3% of its total land mass, according to a report by the World Bank. Sadly, only about 2.5% of this land is actively being cultivated, and it is mostly rain-fed, accounting for 96% of water source for farmers. Even worse, some parts of Nigeria are fast losing this gift of nature, rainfall. According to a 2015 World Bank report, Nigeria has the world's fastest rate of desertification, with about 35% already lost, caused in part by drought, overgrazing, fire, and deforestation. Nimo Basi is the executive director of Health of Mother Earth Nigeria, and he tells me more about desertification.
Well, desertification, simply put, is a process where the environment turns bare without the life form that it should normally have, where the environment is denuded of trees and plant cover. It could also be a situation where a landscape that was a forest now becomes transformed into a monoculture, in which case you call that a green desert. But generally, it's a place of diminished life forms in terms of greenery and ground cover.
In recent times, farmers in some parts of Nigeria have noticed a drop in the amount of rainfall they get. I spoke to Christopher Jallo, a rice farmer in Adamawa State, northeastern Nigeria, who tells me that typically the rains ought to come in April, but that's not been the case in recent times.
Sometimes rains begins by May, sometimes by June, sometimes by July, and another part of the country here, particularly Adamawa State. The issue is that sometimes by April, but you will get rain once in April. If you plant your seed, it's going to be a waste. You get another one once in May. If you plant your seed, it's going to be a waste. Sometimes at the end of May, and sometimes at the end of June. But for this year, people started planting by the end of June. But some wasted their seed, and some seeds germinated, grow.
A dry season farmer, Ganbo Kiari, has been farming for 40 years now. He is the chairman of Dry Season Farmers Association of Nigeria in Borno State, northeastern Nigeria. He says the patterns of rainfall have changed over the years.
Since 1960, there has been a decline in the amount of rainfall we receive.
Gambo Kiari says his farmland is constantly drying up as a result of the change.
Northern Borno is very close to the Sahara and the Lake Chad Basin, which is gradually drying up. And this has affected my farmland and trading activities in the region.
Christopher Jallo and Gambo Kiari are just two of the hundreds of farmers in the northeast and northwest regions who have experienced changes in their farming systems. Data released by the Federal Ministry of Environment in 2006 showed that frontline states in the northwestern and northeastern parts of Nigeria will continue to experience desertification at an alarming rate of 0.6 km per year. According to a 2019 projection published in the State of the Climate in Africa 2019 report by the World Meteorological Organization, agricultural production in many African regions is expected to be compromised by climate variability and change. Christopher Jallo tells me about the changes in his output.
It really affects our yield because if you plant your rice by early May, you will get a very good and a better yield. A particular piece of land that will give you like 100 bags of rice if you plant it by early May will give you only maybe 50. If you're lucky, 50. If you're not lucky, you'll get 30, sometimes 25. On the same portion that could have given you 100 bags if you planted early. But because there is no rain, we used to get 50%, if not 60%, lost of the expected yield.
These changes are clear indications of climate change taking place in our environment, and the farmers aren't oblivious of that. Here's Christopher Jallo again.
Of course, it is clear that it is a climate change that is affecting it, because about 20 years back, we used to experience rains here certainly and stably by April and May. April and May, rain starts. And that time, we have no food shortage. And because of the climate change, certainly it is affecting the food yield. Yes, it is climate change, of course, I know.
Beyond food shortages, Muritala Mustafa is a climate and conflict reporter for Human Angle. He tells me how the desertification in the northeast of Nigeria fuels the conflict between herders and farmers in other parts of the country as they battle for limited land for cattle grazing and farming.
So in terms of desertification, what really does is that it pushes pastoralists away from areas where they normally graze as the sand takes over the grass. So also in terms of farmers, they're also pushed away from this land, especially in areas in the core north, in the 11 desertification prone states. However, sometimes what happens is that these desertification and other environmental factors mix up with the insecurity. So we find out that there are areas where pastoralists cannot grow because of insecurity, and also there are areas where they can no longer have adequate pasture because of desertification and desert encroachment. So all these mix up to shrink the space that is available for pastoralists and also farmers in those areas. And so it means that there is scarcity of resources and more competition for resources. And there's also the increase in population in the farming communities, which means that the farmers will also be requiring more land.
While Christopher Jallo says he is certain that the government is aware of the problems of farmers in the region, he insists the government is not doing enough.
The government is not doing enough to help. Now, why do I say this? Farmers of these days need improved seeds of variety so that they can plant to tally with the available of the rainfall they have in the year. We have expected the varieties of seeds and the farming inputs from the government to help us farm in this year so that we can have an exact yield according to the rainfall we have. But we have not yet received any intervention from the government. We have not, of course.
However, Mabel Emmanuel, Director of Desertification, Land Degradation, and Drought Management at the Federal Ministry of Environment, tells me about the government's efforts at addressing the concerns of farmers like Jallo and Kiari towards land restoration.
Right now, we are doing restoration of degraded lands all over the country. We have set up targets. You know, we have identified degraded hotspots all over the country, and we have set targets and plans to restore those spots. We have put action in place to restore those degraded hotspots in the country.
While the government has its role to play in land restoration, Inumobasi of Health of Mother Earth Nigeria tells me what individuals can do to take care of our land resources.
People chop off trees, and don't care what happens. The management of our environment by individuals, by corporations, and by the government all have direct impact on whether we're going to have a desert or not, or whether the desertification will grow in our communities or not. Mm. The desertification is not just a situation where the Sahara, for example, keeps spreads. The Sahara is not just matching. Desertification occurs because of human action. This is why the southern part of Niger Republic is not as bad as the northern part of northern Nigeria. If you just think about that, you can see the implication of human actions and the way we respond to what, the way we do things, and the way the implication of what we do in our environment.
As the world set aside a day to combat desertification and droughts, we are reminded to treat the land as a limited and precious natural capital, prioritize its health, and play our part towards its restoration. After all, this is the only planet we can call home. For Radio Now, I am Chika Agu.